have a hot wet pussy, and it is pink.
Why your pussy smell?
Alright, you kids get it, but I get the story. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, the laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and my sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
"Why'd you hit me?"
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kidney starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold-dapped and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree there, he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. Everyone, he was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw? Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside but it was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, stolen over. Raced up the block to 83, crashed into a tree at university. Escaped alive, no problems scattered. Ran tat-tatted, all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Ran to pregnant lady, got the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back on for 100 years dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And he dropped his gun, so with the gun. And this is the end of the story. He was 17 in a madman's dream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare lie. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow where your soul is cast. Good night.
Sort of thing. Would you like some of my delicious tea? Woof. Oh, it's so moist and steamy. Yeah. And I think you want to get a haircut and stuff. And you know that I like the way it feels when I put my finger in my little cunty just for you. And when you say my little bitty cunt, you just want to play with my clitoris, don't you? Yeah. 'Cause that's the kind of boy you are. You just wanna finger me and play with my clitoris. Yeah. Yeah, you sure do want to play with it. You love to cook with feedback in my clitoris. And I bet you love to watch programs such as Big Meat's Bill. Such as Big Meat's Bill. With starring Dolores and Mother Mary. And also Diane. She started today. Would you like to cook with Fatback? With me? Well, too bad we can't because I don't have a portable oven. Actually, I could. I could use the portable microphone, but the problem with that is I don't have any Fatback. I don't have any Fatback to cook. I'd have to go to the goddamn Winn-Dixie to buy Fatback to cook it, and I don't think that would be enjoyable. You want pussy? You like when I cook with Fatback and pussy, do you? You like that chair squeak I make, don't you? Yeah, you do. She had one hand on the microwave. Hello? She had one hand on the microwave and one hand on the vagina, and she was ready to go. I mean, do you want to get a haircut? Oh, you're looking a little bit heavy-haired. You should get a haircut, young man. What's that? Why don't I just go to the real barber shop and get an actual haircut instead of just watching the YouTube video? Oh, because then you don't have a retarded 12-year-old telling you what to do and feel like a complete fucking asshole, because that's exactly what you are if you're listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you now from the NBC television studio in the RCA building. The iconoscope camera is focused on this group, the television eye, which is a great black box on wheels, and the microphone hangs out of sight. And now the television eye turns to Mr. David Sarnoff, President of the Radio Corporation of America and Chairman of the Board of the National Broadcasting Company.
The announcement I wish to make is that an agreement has been reached with the management of the New York 1939 World's Fair, whereby all the services of the Radio Corporation of America...
Hi, do you guys want to play with my pussy? Do you guys want to play with my pretty pink twat? It's actually not pretty. It's actually not a twat. And it's not pink. But you can play with it if you want it. I'm fingering my little pussy. And lip. I got lips. Yeah, I'm fingering my lips, playing with my lips. Oh, do you like this haircut while I play with my pussy lips?
Do you like...
No.
That?
You don't? You don't like when I play with my pussy and cut your little hair in virtual reality so you can still have a bowl cut?
Chuck 'em.
No.
You don't? Excuse me. Oh, Gertile. Jertle, gee. Mew. Wee. Wee. Hi, honey. Yeah, you know how you like it? Is that how? Tell me how you like it. Yeah. You want me to put my vagina in your ear? Is that what you want? Do you want me to put my cunt in your ear? Is that what you want? Remember when rap had meaning?
beady, pink or loose track. From KRS to be exact, it's a flavor you request that the day has me speaking, cause it's knowledge I'm seeking. Enough about myself, I think it's time that I tell you about the evil that men do. Situation, reality, what a concept. Nothing ever seems to stay in step. So today, here is a message for my sisters and brothers. Here are some things I want to cover. A woman strives for a better life, but who the hell cares? Because she's living in welfare. The government can't come up with a decent housing plan. So she's in no man's land. It's a sucker who tells you you're equal.
You don't need them, don't have to for a price for freedom.
We the people hold these truths to be self-evident.
But there's no response from the president.
Someone's living a good life tax-free. Cause some poor girl can't find a way to be crazy. And that's just part of the message I thought I had to send you about the evil that men do. Tell me, don't you think it's a shame when someone can put a quarter in a video game? But when a homeless person approaches you on the street, you can't treat them the same. It's time to teach the deaf, the dumb, the blind. That black or black crime only shackles and binds you to a doom, a fate worse than death. But there's still time left.
Any germ was
conscious. And bring about some type of peace, not only in your heart, but also in your mind. It will benefit all mankind. Then there will be one thing that will never stop you, and it's the evil that men do.
Every once in a while, I'll take my hand and sort of flip it. It took me years of skepticism and saying, aha, I got you now, because you're wrong, and then finding out that she was right, which really kind of ticked me off.
Oh, well, it's over. Oh, 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 it's over. Oh, did you like the way my vagina felt? Ooh, you want a haircut? Ouch. You want a haircut, little dum-dum? You want a haircut, little... You little horsey, do you want a haircut? Ooh, oof. I'm gonna just go and snip some of your cowlick. Snip. 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 Ooh, is your head tingling from this technique? I'm a 12-year-old little girl. Is that how you like it? Mm-hmm. Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it? Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure is. But I want to play this song instead because my vagina itches badly and I need to go scratch it. Yeah, I need to scratch it while you get your... Well, let me just put the conditioner in your hair. Squish, squish, squish. Well, shampoo, shampoo. Do you feel that water? Well, here's the sound of the water mule.
Ow, I'm spilling on my vagina. My tea is spilling on my vagina. That is disgusting. I'm sorry to break my little girl character, but when tea spills onto my vagina, and I don't like how that, I don't like it. Oops, didn't mean that neither. But she didn't have a prolapse neither. Lucid dreams.
If I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle, they can't do it.
Yeah.
Protect the pet, you can't suspect. That's just the product. Keep, he could be great sideways inside of a.
Auntie.
I don't want anybody to catch what I might have. I might have picked up something. I don't even know I have, but I don't want anybody to have.
Who's crazy? The husband or wife? Who's crazy to live their whole life believing that somehow things aren't as bizarre as they are?
This tea is very good.
Who's crazy? The one who can't cope, or maybe the one who'll still hope, the one who sees doctors, or the one who just waits in the car. And I was a wild 25, and I loved a wife so alive, but now I believe I would settle for one who can drive.
The round blue ones with food, but not with the oblong white ones. The white ones with the round yellow ones, but not the trapezoidal green ones. Split the green ones into thirds with a tiny chisel. Use a mortar and pestle.
My psychopharmacologist and I, it's like an odd romance, intense and very intimate. We do our dance. My psychopharmacologist and I call it a lover's game. He knows my deepest secrets. I know his name. And though he'll never hold me, he'll always take my calls. It's truly like he told me, without a little lift, the ballerina falls.
Goodman Diana, bipolar depressive with delusional episodes. 16-year history of medication. Adjustment after 1 week.
I've got less anxiety, but I have headaches, blurry vision, and I can't feel my toes.
All right. I have completely forgotten why I'm doing this. Oh, well. Sorry.
Where's my purse?
It's just an experimental grum.
Where's my purse? Where is my purse? Where is my purse? Where is my purse? Move! Where is my purse? Where is my purse?
Hi, honey. I'm still here.
birth is this first is held.
No.
In a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
He is not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male.
Your spirits up and your fever down. I knew someday that you would fly away, 'cause love's the greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to, but I will still remember. Angel flying too close to the ground.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. I patched up your broken wings and hung around a while. Your spirits up and your fever down. I know someday that you would fly away, 'cause love's the greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to, but I will still remember. Angel flying too close to the ground.
Thank you.
I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle. They can't do it. I said in my lecture the other night, why people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seem to want to go to the restroom.
Where's my purse?
I can't do anything. I just want to get there. It's always, but what if? But what if? But what if? But what if happens? You still.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you. Able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye. Service. Goodbye.
Would he like it if I told him? Would he like it? Would Napoleon? Would Napoleon? Would he like it? If Napoleon, if I told him, if I told him, if Napoleon, would he like it if I told him, if I told him, if Napoleon? Would he like it if Napoleon, if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, if Napoleon, if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, would he like it? Would he like it if I told him? Now, not now, and now. Now, exactly as kings, feeling full for it. Exactitude as kings, so to beseech you as full as for it, exactly or as kings. Shutters shut and open, so do queens. Shutters shut and shutters, and so shutters shut and shutters, and so shutters, and so shutters shut, and so shutters shut, and shutters, and so shutters shut, and so, and also, and also, and so, and so, and also. Exact resemblance to exact resemblance, the exact resemblance, exact as a resemblance. Exactly as resembling, exactly resembling, exactly in resemblance, exactly a resemblance, exactly and resemblance. For this is so because. Now actively repeat it all, now actively repeat it all, now actively repeat it all. Have, hold, and hear actively repeat it all. I judge. As a resemblance to him, who comes first, Napoleon the First? Who comes to, coming to? Who goes there, as they go, they share? Who shares all? All is as all, as yet or as yet. Now to date, now and date and the date. Who came first? Napoleon at first. Who came first? Napoleon the First. Who came first? Napoleon first. Presently. Exactly do they do. First exactly. Exactly do they do too. First exactly and first exactly. Exactly do they do, and first exactly and exactly, and do they do, at first exactly, and do they do, the first exactly, and do they do, the first exactly, at first exactly, first as exactly, at first as exactly, presently, as presently. He, and he, and as he. He is, and as he is, and as he is, and he is. He is, and as he, and as he is, and he, and he, and he. Can curls rob, can curls quote quotable, as presently, as exactitude, as trains, presently, proportions, presently, as...
I'm so not ready today with things to say or... Actually, this is just an experimental grum. What I was going to do is I was trying to broadcast using this pay-per-view thing where... right on my face. There's my ugly face. Too bad I don't have another one. Anyway, instead of testing the PayPal streaming or the Bitcoin streaming thing, I've just been fucking around and doing nothing here. So, there's some beautiful people on the internet. Some really pretty people. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I was going to read erotica, like in the, you know, EMDR or whatever it's called. Okay. Erotica for a lesbian to read on a podcast. Lesbian stories. All right. Authoritarian. Yes, we definitely want that. I'll just do eeny, meeny. Pet teacher. Uh-oh. Date. Oh, wait, I don't have to read that. Jasmine Walker. Subject. Pet teacher. A special thank you goes to my two editors. What the fuck? Oh, that's... Oh, my God. A special thank you goes to my two editors, Estragon and Stephen B., who made this work a lot better than it originally was. Estragon? Holy Christ, what the fuck? Pet teacher, becoming a teen student's submissive. I have taught for over 13 years. Oh, wait, I'm not being sexy. I have taught for over 13 years. I have had many boys check me out, some flirt with me, and some definitely get a wicked erection peering serpentipulously at my stocking-covered legs. Now, don't think I am at all self-centered and vain. I am not. I accept that I am a solid 7. That said, my greatest sexual asset is my legs, which are a perfect 10. I teach 12th grade English and started second semester with the class. If not from hell, then it's from the suburbs. Oh, with the... whatever. She's a great writer. I had 30 students, most of whom were not what you would call English students or indeed students at all. They had a surplus of attitude and a serious... This is not sexy at all. What the fuck is this bullshit? Jesus. This is garbage. Oh my God. I don't want to read this one. It sucks. I mean, if it takes her that long to get to the point, I just don't have time for that shit. Okay. I told you it would hurt. Let's see. As she stood there in my garage, trembling with excitement and perhaps a little fear, I gathered her things and led her into my home by the ring on the front of her collar. I led her to the middle of my living room and unlocked her cuffs. "Strip for me, sweetie," I instructed. She began to pull her clothes off as if she was going to bed.
Stop. I turned on the music by remote control and searched for something with a little rhythm and few words. Now, sweetie, strip for me. Don't just get naked. That is a command all of its own. She caught my meaning and did a very sensual dance as her clothes fell about her on the floor. I had to give her credit for maintaining her balance while dancing in the dark of the hood of my clitoris in a place she has never seen. I was becoming happier with my newfound prospect by the minute. Standing there in the nude, she tried to cross her wrists to shield her puss from view. It just says puss. There's no why. I left her standing while fetched a crop, a dildo, nipple clamps, and some rope. She was standing exactly as I left whore. A sharp slap of the crop across her ass made her yelp. Your hands are never to conceal what you have asked me to own. Do you want me to own you? I do. Uncover my... I need better voices. I do. Uncover my pussy. Cross your wrists. Oh, fuck. I screwed it up. Oh, that's the butch one. Okay. No, you know what? So the feminine voice can be the butch one. Who cares? I do. Uncover my pussy. Cross your wrists and the small of your back, elbows bent so that your hands, which are to remain open and palms out, never conceal that ass, which you also wish me to own. Is that not correct? I emphasized my directions with guiding taps of the crop's leather tongue. The strikes were gentle, but each one drew a gasp of surprise from the sweet young Jay. I do... Yes, M, dot, 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 K, dot, 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 she replied.
Good girl.
Two quick lessons. The first one is about modesty. I kicked her feet apart without being rougher than necessary. You are to be a slave. That means you will be an owned human. This is not a sex game. To enhance your sexual experience or spice up your failing marriage, it is committed bond on both sides of the whip. I gave her a surprise stroke across tender flat belly that made her nearly jump out of her skin. She screamed briefly in shock and pain before as I ordered her back into position. The second one is about pain. I enjoy hurting you, but will never harm you. Whether you enjoy pain a little, a lot, or not at all, I don't fully appreciate your pain until it crosses beyond what you enjoy. If you are truly dedicated to the service of rather than kink, you will experience it. My hands. You make it your objective to endure beyond what you think is your limit. You will do this to please me, and in pleasing me you will find satisfaction. Where your pleasure ends. Do you understand what I have explained to you? She nodded, but I made her vocalize her submission to me. Then I handed her the dildo. It was slim and curved slightly, with a realistic cock head. All my dildos in the slave box have cock heads to magnify the humiliation of men that I make suck on them. Lay on the floor with your legs spread and your feet up by your ass. I want your knees in the air. She complied very readily. Her movements were a bit jerky, and her breathing was a little ragged. But when I told her to slide the dildo into her puss, it went in nice easy into a wet, eager pussy. I like to see that she was excited as I was. Yes. It has been a long time since I broke in a slave ship from scratch like this. I was much greener, and he I was much greener, and he was filled with far more than arousal, despite his assurance
that he really wanted it. Another story, Jay began to fuck herself in my command. Blah, 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 fuck herself. Harder and harder I pulled as she let out. All right, enough. I'm bored with that already. Wait, here, this is nice. I lay down beside her and spooned her closely and told her what a beautiful slave she was already becoming as I stroked her face through the sweat, damp hood. Oh, I thought it was going to be clitoral hood. I just saw the word hood. Hood. You want to get fucked?
Another coat of paint, they would have had me, right?